Leeds United and Ingham player Danny Mills, well, he's set to shine this September as the pundit begins a quest to become not just Celebrity MasterChef 2012, but also to complete the first ever Archie Mills Memorial Challenge. We're ever so pleased to be joined by Danny live on the phone here on Drive this evening. Hello, Danny.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us here on BCB. Sounds like you're a busy man at the moment.
Do you know what? I'm supposed to be retired. Punditry, charity stuff, MasterChef. September's all got a bit crazy.
Well, yes, it's not bad, is it? Now, you were on MasterChef last night. I hear you cook a mean pancake.
Well, I did okay. I promise you, it does get better. So keep watching. But no, it was just a great experience. You know, I wanted to do it just to show people that, you know, footballers aren't just about flash cars and big houses and all the rest of it. And you know, I think sometimes people have this perception of footballers from the media. But, you know, I've always loved cooking, and I just wanted to prove to myself really as much as anything, that I could cook.
Because do you do the cooking at home then, Danny?
Yeah, I've always been interested in it. And of course, you know, once you get involved in, you know, high level sport, you know, it becomes part and parcel of everyday life. You know, you have to eat healthily, have to eat well, you know, but also you also see the other side of it where, you know, you're privileged to eat in some really nice restaurants. So you try and combine the two together. With four kids at home, you know, life's always busy, so trying to get them eating healthily too.
Yeah, I can imagine they're not going to be worried, are you, about you getting more cooking skills, because you'll be serving up, no doubt, some pretty nice food for them.
Yeah, you know, pizza and chips is off the menu at the moment.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear. Now, your kids, talking about your kids, that's why you're doing some work at the moment with SHINE, which is the National Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Society.
Yeah, well, I've worked for SHINE for the last 10 years, since obviously we lost our son Archie to spina bifida in the year 2002. Obviously, I was playing for Leeds United at the time. And ever since then, I've been heavily involved. A couple of years ago, I did Brighton Marathon in a wheelchair to raise money and funds. And this year, it was suggested that I do the London Triathlon. But unfortunately, in this day and age, when you say to somebody, I'm going to do a triathlon to raise money for a charity, they sort of look at you and go, well, yeah, but everybody else is doing that. And you say, well, I'll do a marathon. You say, well, yeah, everyone else is doing that. So people want to see, they want to see a near-death experience. They want to see it like excruciating pain. And so it was decided that I would bike to the triathlon to do it. So it's Leeds to London non-stop the day before. So it's about 220 miles, about 14 and a half, 15 hours on the bike, which is going to leave me a touch saddle sore, I believe.
So you're going to do it all in one go?
Yeah, I'm going to leave Ellen Road at midnight on the Friday night, effectively, hoping to arrive sort of Saturday evening, round about sort of 6 o'clock, something like that, with a couple of rest stops.
So that must mean your leg muscles are still as well developed as they were, Danny, then, when you were playing football?
I've tried to keep in shape. ever since I finished, it took me 2 years until I could run it. Because obviously I finished early through injury. And then once I got back into it, you know, the bike's a good runner for me. I can't run as far and as fast as I would like to anymore. But the bike sort of is a little less pressure on the knees, you know, and allows me still to get around.
So you're going to do 200 miles one day, and then the following day you're going to complete the Olympic plus distance of the London Triathlon.
Yeah, and what's really sort of harsh, because the triathlon obviously knew this, I'm in wave one, which is a 6:30 start on the Sunday morning. So at 6:30, I should be jumping in the Thames, late September, and I can assure you, it won't be very warm.
No, absolutely, it won't be. And you're obviously going to be raising money for SHINE, as we were saying, the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Society.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So have you got a target you're trying to raise, or is it just a question of anything that you can raise?
Well, I think minimum target of £10,000 would be fantastic. You know, if we can get anywhere near that. I can obviously go to justgiving.com/Archie Mills, and obviously all the details are on there. Mm-hmm. Or even better, you know, everybody can just get your mobile phone out, and you can text Arch90, which is ARCH90, mm-hmm. and then just the amount you want to text, you know, whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or even £10. It's you know, it's so easy, and I can't emphasize enough, you know, what these people do, you know, to help people with spina bifida, and hydrocephalus. You know, one of our greatest Paralympians, Tanny Gray Thompson, you know, is not suffered as such, you know, but has one of the conditions. So it's, you know, you can go on to achieve greatness, but for those, you know, parents, children that do suffer, you know, it's very, very difficult, you know, and sometimes, you know, they need a little bit of support, need a little bit of help. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that can affect anybody at any time. You know, there's no reason, there's no warning. So, yeah, as much awareness and money as I can raise to help that, then all the best.
Because, of course, you know, dealing with stillborn children has been very much in the news lately with Gary Barlow's situation. It must just be devastating. And I guess charities like that are absolutely central to work out, you know, where to turn, what to do when you're affected by something as devastated as that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a very, very tough sort of climate to raise money in and promote sort of smaller charities, if you like, you know, and of course, you know, we all sort of get involved with Sport Relief as much as we can and huge cancer charities, which is fantastic. But, you know, spina bifida and hydrocephalus maybe only affects, you know, sort of 15,000 people a year, which, you know, in realistic terms is absolutely minute. So, you know, to help these smaller charities, you know, to promote them, because, you know, whatever happens to you, you know, if something tragic happens in your life, whether it be, you know, you as a child growing up, or, of course, as a parent, as a carer, you know, as a friend or relative, you know, we all need answers, and we all need somewhere to turn to sometimes in dark times.
Danny, it's John here in the studio. I wondered exactly what Shine, what support you'd receive from Shine, you know, during the time when there were problems with your son.
Well, they were fantastic. Obviously, you know, we found out there was going to be issues, and obviously we didn't really know where to go. And, you know, you're told, oh, you know, your child has spina bifida and hydrocephalus, and you're sort of a bit dumbstruck for the first few hours. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, thankfully, you know, you get on the internet, and, you know, we found this small charity. And we just had so many sort of questions that were unanswerable, you know, from doctors and nurses. You know, not because they weren't experts, because sometimes there aren't any answers. And of course, you know, Shine are experts in their field. You know, they have counsellors there constantly. We set up a helpline several years ago now and got that up and running. So there's always somebody on the end of a phone. Just sometimes what you would think were, you know, ordinary questions, you know, sometimes quite daft questions, but, you know, when you're in a stressful situation, you know, you need to know what the probable outcomes are, you know, what realistically you can expect, and where there's help and how you can get help.
So it's great to have somebody on the end of a telephone. Is that a 24/7 helpline? Have you been able to extend it to that?
Unfortunately, it's an office hours helpline. But, you know, which still is great. You know, sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And as we all know, anybody with experience, anybody that's been through a similar situation, you know, it's valuable. The amount of people think, you know, once a tragedy happens in your life or to somebody that you know, you know, you then sort of, you have a common ground to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, you have a sympathetic ear, you know, you're a bit more understanding, and you can pass on knowledge and experience. And, you know, that is one of the most crucial things, I think, in anybody's life, you know, when they're going through tough times.
I understand there's a cookbook, a celebrity cookbook coming out in support of the charity as well. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, there is. There's a young girl that sort of suffered from sort of mainly hydrocephalus. And was, you know, has always struggled, went off to the United States to study, has come back, and I wanted to give something back to Shine, effectively. And so she decided to do a cookbook, which, you know, has tied in nicely, if you like, with my stint on MasterChef. So, it's, you know, it was something that was set out completely separately, if you like. So, you know, it's strange that it's coincided, but, you know, Rebecca's done a fantastic job. She just basically started writing to different celebrities and famous people, you know, to get their sort of favourite meal, if you like, and she's managed to put a fantastic cookbook together, which hopefully will be out in October.
So Danny Mills, of course, more people now may know Robbie Savage for dancing. Are more people going to know you for cooking now than for your very, very illustrious career at Leeds United in England?
Well, I think me and Robbie between us will make somebody a great husband. You know, you come round, I'll be the first bit. I'll do the wine and dining, cook a nice meal.
He's got a little bit more hair, hasn't he, there?
Well, but, and then Robbie can take you out dancing afterwards. I think between us, we almost make a decent man.
Well, absolutely. Between the two of you, you're doing a lot to dispel myths of footballers, but we can't let you go without talking about your time at Leeds United. You need to know you're talking to an old cop diehard here. And my goodness, you played in some games, Danny, didn't you? Wins against Bayern Munich, Milan, Besiktas, Lazio, Anderlecht. And were you playing in the famous, what should have been a draw at Real Madrid?
Yeah, well, no, in actual fact, I missed that game.
Oh, dear.
So, one of the greatest games, obviously, in Leeds history at the Bernabeu.
I know, I was there, but we were so far away, I even missed the fact that that it was handball, but there you go.
Well, I was even further away than you. on a technical suspension, would you believe. But no, it was great times at Elland Road, you know, the Champions League run, you know, UEFA Cup football, you know, an almost challenging, you know, for the Premier League, you know, top on January the 1st 1 year. Mm-hmm. Okay, it went horribly wrong. But hopefully those days will come back again. You know, Leeds is a fantastic club. You know, supported so well. You know, I love the club. I've stayed in the area. You know, and I would love to see Leeds back in the Premier League, you know, doing well and challenging towards the top. It's just a club where, you know, no matter what, you know, the managers change, the chairman's change, the owners change, the players change. But, you know, the fans seem to be lifelong fans forever. And wherever you go in the world, you know, you will always bump into Leeds United fans.
Absolutely. I have to say, on my Facebook page today, people have been talking about your favourite bits, actually. And obviously, a few people have mentioned a chant that we regularly sing at Elland Road that I couldn't possibly mention on the radio. But we do talk about how brilliant you were. Can I ask you then, would you say now you're a Leeds fan?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I'm fortunate. I'm still sort of involved with Leeds. I go into the academy regularly. Uh-huh. I get to matches when I can, and it's just great. It's one of the, I think, because it's still an oldish stadium. You know, it still gives you that sort of that tingle on the back of the neck. You know, when you hear the crowd and the players run out. But as for the chant, I was looking the other day on the internet. I think someone's changed it to "cooking brilliant."
Not
so bad.
You see, there's nothing like the humour of football fans, is there? Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Football fans, you can always be trusted to come up with it. I have to say, my husband says, can I tell you, you'll always be a top lad for kicking Craig Bellamy in the shin at Newcastle about 10 years ago. But he seems to remember you rewarded with a straight red card.
I know, but the amount of people that say that and actually give me a pat on the back, I think 3-game suspension and a little fine was well worth it.
Well, he's obviously put you down in footballing history. Of course, 101 games for Leeds, also games for England, and maybe we'll be knowing you for tossing your pancakes as well as for defending that goal. Danny Mills, it's been great to speak to you. And just to remind people, if you'd like to donate for Danny's Leeds to London and then the London Triathlon, you can go to justgiving.com/ArchieMills or just text Arch90 and donate some money. And let's hope you raise loads of money, Danny.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for joining us here on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the wonderful Danny Mills here on BCB.